السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. إن شاء الله we'll continue our study of Surah Al-Imran. We are now in the 19th section, starting with the ayah number 181. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Laqad sami'a Allahu qawla alladhina qalu inna Allaha faqirun wa nahnu aghniya. Sanaktubu ma qalu wa qatlahumul anbiya'a bighayri haqq. ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا بقربان تأكله النار قل قد جاءكم رسل من قبلي بالبينات وبالذي قلتم فَلِمَ قَتَلْتُمُوهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the compassionate. Allah has certainly heard the words of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. We shall record what they said and their killing of the prophets without right. And we shall say, taste the torment of burning. This is because of what your hands put forward, and Allah wrongs not his servant. As for those who say Allah is committed us not to believe in any messenger unless he brings us an offering that is consumed by the heavenly fire, say, messengers before me came to you with clear signs and with what you said, then why did you kill them if you are truthful? So the context is still the review of the Battle of Uhud, and these are some of the things that happened during the battle or after the battle. That is, comments are made about that. And this kind of language and talk must be going on and affecting the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded the believers about how they should take, what should be their position. So remember in the previous ayah, ayah number 180, it was mentioned that there are people who are not giving for the right cause, for the cause of Allah. And they are holding their, after the battle, it must have been, the need must be there to settle the people and those who suffered in the battle, to take care of their families. So they were urged to give charity. And the people, some people were stingy, or they were telling the people not to give. So in the ayah number 180, Allah said, let not suppose those who are miserly with what Allah has given them of his bounty, that it is good for them. Rather, it is bad for them. That means if they are miserly, if they're stingy, if they don't want to support the cause of Allah from what they have, from the wealth, from the resources that they have, but they don't want to give it, they want to hold it, and thinking that it is good to keep this, it is not good. They think that they suppose that it is good for them, but actually it is not good for them. On the day of judgment, they will be collared with whatever they were hoarding or whatever the holding miserly. To Allah belongs the inheritance of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is aware of what you do. So this money, this wealth, gold or silver, coins, whatever, these things what the people are holding and they do not want to give it for the right cause, when there is a need and when they are urged to do that, then this will become like a collar of fire. There will be, it will go around their neck and it will become a burden for them. It will be become a punishment for them. So the urge is, the reminder is that give in the right cause, help the needy, be charitable and do not be bakhil. Bakhil is stingy. The opposite of that is the one who is generous, sakhi. So there is bukhul and there is sakha. Islam emphasizes that do not be stingy, be generous and help the good causes. The money that you hold with yourself, by not giving it to the poor and the needy and for good causes, it is not good for you. You think, people may think that it is good, but actually it is not good, it is evil. And it becomes a burden, it will become a punishment on the day of judgment. Everything, of course, will belong to Allah. Here in this world we have, but when we leave, it all goes back to Allah. The whole world will go back to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مِيرَاثُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. A time will come that everyone will be gone. So whatever you have, it all belongs to Allah. And Allah knows everything that you do. Then we come to this ayah, ayah number 181, that said, Allah has certainly heard the words of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. When the Prophet said to them that give for the good cause, some hypocrites and some of the Jewish people who are living in Medina with Muslims, they were heard to say that you are saying that the ayah says, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Who will give a goodly loan to Allah? So the word was used that this is what you are giving. It is like a loan. Actually, it is not a loan. It is everything belongs to Allah. But Allah considered this as a loan. So it was said, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Who will give a goodly loan to Allah and Allah will multiply it and give him more in return. When it was said to them, who will give loan to Allah? Some of these critics, some of these opponents of the Prophet, they started saying, so Allah is poor and we are rich? I mean, why you are giving loan to Allah? Is Allah poor? It is actually, they knew what is meant by this ayah. It is a metaphorical way, but they started ridiculing it. Like you say, for the sake of Allah, give something. You say, why we give for the sake of Allah? Allah can give himself. So that is a ridiculous way. That is a way that is in which one does not want to help, one does not want to give. Just like you have an ayah in Surah Yasin, it was said, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُوا مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. When it is said to them, give, spend from what Allah has given you, those who disbelieve, they say to the believers, should we feed those whom Allah, if wanted, he would have fed them? That means you tell them, feed the poor. And somebody to ridicule that, say, well, if Allah wanted to feed them, he would have fed them. If you say, help the poor person, and say, why should I help the poor person? He is poor. Allah want to give him, he will give him. So this is, Allah says, in antum illa fi dhalalin mubin. You are in manifest error. That's not the right way of responding. So here, the same thing, when it was said to them, spend in the cause of Allah, they say, yani, give man alladhi yuqridu Allah qardan hasana. They say, Allah is faqir, Allah is poor, and we are rich. Of course not. Allah is rich. Allah, of course, he has all the resources. He has everything, but he has asked you to spend and you receive the blessings of Allah from that. So Allah said, لَقَدْ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ قَوْلَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. Allah has heard indeed those people who say that. And whatever they say, it is recorded. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا. We shall record what they have said. Allah's angels are recording everything, whatever people say. And Allah says, also, we know that these people have killed the prophets of Allah without any justice, without any right. Now, killing of the prophets of Allah, they, the contemporary of the Prophet ﷺ, those who were living in Medina at that time, they did not kill the prophets of Allah, but their ancestors killed. And they are following the same way. They're following that style. They approve and they do not speak against that. Or you can say that when you say some kind of this word that Allah is faqir and we are rich, ridicule the prophets of Allah, this may lead to the killing of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And all these people who have this kind of attitude and this behavior, they will be punished on the day of judgment. نَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. And we tell them, taste the torment of burning in the hellfire. And Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّمٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. And this is because of your own doings, what your hands have put forward. That means what you did yourself. So burning in the fire is not a zulm, is not injustice from Allah. Allah is not unjust to his servants. Allah is merciful and kind. Allah is just. It is because of your own deeds. When people take a wrong behavior and take a wrong attitude, then they incur upon themselves the punishment of Allah. So the words and actions, they are important. And when there is a need to help the cause of Allah, then people should take the right response. And they should respond in a generous way, not in the stingy way. So Allah says, سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ. We mentioned that before in the beginning of this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the ayah number 'Qatlahumul Anbiya', that is mentioned also in ayah number 21 of this surah, that there are people who've been killing the prophets. So they were, it is mentioned in the Bible also, in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament, that many prophets were killed by the people. And Jesus, peace be upon him, mentioned that to, O Jerusalem, the killer of the prophets. That means the people there, they have been killing the prophets of Allah. So many prophets were killed. Some of them are mentioned, such as Yahya alayhi salam, and Zakariya alayhi salam, and also the prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah, and others. Prophets, many prophets were killed by the people. So قَتْلِهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. And they committed that horrible crime. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have recorded that. And the saying, ridiculing the prophet is also the same kind of crime, and that will be recorded. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ. We are writing what what they have said, and also the killing of the prophets of Allah that was done by many people before that. وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ, and all these people will be thrown into the hellfire and say, taste the torment, the punishment of burning. And that is because of what your hands have done, what you have done. And Allah is not doing any injustice to anyone. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Zallam is the intensive form of zalim. Allah is not at all zalim, at all wrongdoer to anyone of his servants. And then Allah says, further about them, الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَهِدَ إِلَيْنَا أَلَّا نُؤْمِنَ لِرَسُولٍ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَنَا بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. Another argument that they were making against the Prophet, they said, we are told by God, God has committed us, God has taken a pledge from us that we should not believe in any prophet, any messenger, unless he show us a miracle. And that miracle is that offerings are put there and the fire should come from heaven to consume that. So we should not believe in any prophet, any messenger, unless he brings us an offering that is consumed by the heavenly fire. In the Old Testament, it is mentioned that Bani Israel, sometime they used to do that. They used to have offerings, and if the offering was accepted by God, then a fire would come from above and consume that. So this is mentioned in the book of Chronicles, in the book of Judges, and some other books. And so they said, we cannot believe in any prophet. That means we will not accept a prophet. We could not consider a prophet, a true prophet, unless we see this kind of miracle. And they said, Allah has told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَهِدَ إِلَيْنَا. Allah has taken from us this pledge that do not believe in any prophet, any messenger, until he brings an offering that is consumed by the fire. حَتَّى يَأْتِيَنَا بِقُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. And actually, this is not true. There is no such thing, even though there are burnt offerings are mentioned in the Bible, but it is not mentioned that this is the test of the truth of a prophet. And it is nowhere it is said that do not believe in any prophet unless you see this kind of miracle. There are different kind of miracles performed by different prophets, but not every prophet has to perform every miracle. So this was a wrong statement. Inna Allah ahida ilayna. Allah has told us, Allah has taken a commitment from us that we should not believe in any messenger until we see an offering, a sacrifice that is consumed by fire. So Allah says, Qul, O Prophet, tell them, Qad ja'akum rusulun min qabli bil bayyinat. وَبِالَّذِي قُلْتُمْ فَلِمَ قَتَلْتُمُهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Many prophets came and they brought many miracles. And some of those things that you are saying, why you kill them if you are truthful? That means those prophets was killed. So it is not that the miracles were not shown, the miracles were shown. But people, sometime they do not act in response in a positive way, in the right way, they do not respond. So قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِي بِالْبَيَّنَاتِ. Before me, many messengers came and they brought many miracles. And some of that what you mentioned. فَلِمَ قَتَلْتُمُهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. So why did you kill them? That means your ancestors killed them and you approve of that and you don't speak against it. And if somebody does not speak against something, something wrong is done, that means he's participating in that. فَلِمَ قَتَلْتُمُهُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Why did you kill them if you are truthful? Okay. فإن كذبوك فقد كذب رسل من قبلك جاءوا بالبينات والزبر والكتاب المنير كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور لتبلغن في أموالكم وأنفسكم ولتسمعن من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم ومن الذين أشركوا أذى كثيرا وإن تصبروا وتتقوا فإن ذلك من عزم الأمور. So if they deny you, indeed the messengers before you were denied. They came with clear proofs, scriptures, and the enlightening books. Every soul will taste death, and you will be paid your reward in full only on the day of resurrection. So whoever is kept away from the fire and admitted to the garden has indeed attained success. The life of this world is nothing but the enjoyment of delusion. You will surely be tested in your wealth and in yourselves, and you shall hear much that is hurtful from those who were given the book before you and from those who are idolaters. But if you are patient and righteous, then that indeed is a matter of great resolve. So Allah is giving consolation to Prophet Muhammad and to his followers that if some people are denying you, this is not the first time. And this doesn't mean that you are wrong. This happened. There are human beings who deny the messengers of God. فَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. If you are denied, if they deny you, then indeed the messengers before you are denied. And it is the prophets came with miracles. They are asking miracles. Actually, prophets came with miracles. جَاءُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ, clear proofs. And they had scriptures of wisdom. And they had also a book, Al-Kitab al-Munir. Some of the scholars say it means the Torah that was given to Musa alayhi salam, and the Gospel of Jesus, peace be upon all of them. So prophets came with clear books, clear messages, and also miracles, but there were people who denied them. Kuzziba. They called them liars. They did not accept them. So that is, unfortunately, is the way of some people, some human beings. They do that. And these people who were doing that at the time of the Prophet, peace be upon him, they are following the same pattern, same style. And even those who do it afterward, they're following the same pattern. They read the Quran, they learn about the life of the Prophet ﷺ, all of these things, they see the truth, they see the reality, but they deny, they reject. So Allah says, "Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut." So it is not here in this world people see the result of their actions. In this world, they will not see the judgment. The judgment is going to come later, because every soul is going to taste death. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Every soul is a taster of death. So death is the cup of death. Everyone is going to drink that. No one can escape that. Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. And the reward will be given on the day of judgment. إِنَّمَا تَوَفَّنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So you will be paid fully your reward on the day of judgment. And the real success is to be saved from hell and find entry into Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. if you are taken away from hell, zuhziha, moved away from the hellfire and given entrance into Jannah, that is success. Faqad faz, indeed he is successful. So real success is the success of the eternal life, not the some success here in this world. I mean, if you do good deeds and have success in this world, good, blessing of Allah. But this is not the total thing. This is not the reality. It is not the whole story. The story is that we are all going to die. None of us can escape death. And whatever time we have, Allah has given us, that time is with us. After that, we leave. So kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut. Every soul is going to taste death. Actually, the word is za'iqa. Za'iqa means the taster. Every person is a taster of death. This is by nature. This is the reality of the person. Every human being is the one who is going to taste death. So the real thing will be in the akhirah. إِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And you will be only paid fully your reward on the day of resurrection. So whosoever is moved away from hell and given entry into Jannah, punishment is no punishment, and go to the bliss, to the happiness of Jannah. That is the success. فَقَدْ فَازْ. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. And the life of this world is enjoyment, a delusion of a short time. It looks like it is going to be forever, but it is not forever. It appears like that. This is, غرور is deception. غرور also is arrogance, but actually, literally, it means deception. One is deceived if he thinks that this world is forever. One is deceived if he thinks that whatever money I have, whatever wealth I have, whatever power I have, this power is mine. It is a deception. It is an illusion. Everything is transient. It is not permanent. The Quran speaks about that. Mata'. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. Mata' is the enjoyment of a short time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the believers, because Allah said to the Prophet, فَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ. If they deny you, Prophet before you are also denied. So it is to give him some consolation, and to believers. The believers also, if you stand up for the truth and give the message of God and you are denied, well, don't be disheartened. Don't give up. Continue presenting the message, because it happens. People deny. Some people see the truth, but they don't follow it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, life of this world is a short life, and the real success is the success of the akhirah. And then Allah says, لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. He shall be tested. Allah says in the Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah will test you in your money, in your wealth, in your family, and all of these things. So it's لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So you will be tested in your wealth. And also you will be tested in your life, in your own persons. So loss of persons, loss of properties, all of this is part of the test. And this test will happen. And in a similar way, and you will hear from those who were given the book before you, the scripture was given to people before you, from some of them, you will hear hurtful talk. They will insult, and they will say bad things, and they will create propaganda against you. They will do all kind of things. وَلَا تَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And these are the people who have the scripture. And because they have the scripture, they should understand commonalities between their scripture and the Quran. But they don't. They don't pay attention to that. So they were supposed to accept the Quranic message, or at least don't say anything bad about those who follow that message. But many of them, they don't. Even though they have the book, they have the Bible, they have the Quran, the Torah and the Injil. But instead of listening to the Quran and paying attention to the Quran, they say wrong things about Islam and Muslims. So Allah says, وَلَا تَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُولُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا, and also from those who are not the people of the book, the people who worship idols. And they will say things that are hurtful, insulting. Aza is insult. Aza is something that hurt. It could be physical hurt or verbal hurt. So hurtful things, and a lot of them. But how you should respond? Allah says, "In tasbiru wa tattaqu fa inna dhalika min azmi al-umur." You have to be patient. You have to be patient. Sabr has both meanings, patience, and listen, and don't respond in a negative way. Positive way you should respond, correct misunderstandings, and do everything that you can do to correct the misunderstandings of the people. But also sabr means be steadfast, don't give up the truth under pressure, under all kind of negative propaganda. In tasbiru wa tattaqu, and obey Allah. Follow the path of taqwa, righteousness. And if you do that in those difficult situations, under the propaganda, under the Islamophobia, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, that is a matter of great resolve. It is the highest way of doing that. Under pressure, under propaganda, against all kind of challenges, stand up for your cause. And be patient, be steadfast, and be righteous. So don't do wrong things. And also, patiently suffer, patiently take care of yourself. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. So that is indeed a matter of great resolve. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling that it happened. People do say wrong things. They deny messengers. And they have done that in the past. And they are doing it now. But everyone is going to go to Allah. Those who do right things, they will receive the reward. Otherwise, believers, remember that you have to go through some of these tests and trials. Ask Allah that to save you from trials, from tests. But if you are interested in trials, then be steadfast. Tasbiru wa tattaqu. وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فنبذوه وراء ظهورهم واشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فبئس ما يشترون لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما آتوا لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم ولله ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء قدير. And remember that Allah has taken a pledge of those who were given the book. You must make it clear to the people and not conceal it. But they cast it behind their backs and sold it for a paltry price. So how evil was their bargain? Do not suppose that those who exult in what they have done and those who love to be praised for what they have not done, do not suppose that they will escape the punishment. Theirs is a painful punishment. Unto Allah belongs the sovereignty over the heavens and the earth, and Allah is powerful over all things. So Allah is reminding those who are given the book, the message of Allah, the scripture of Allah, that is, once you accept Allah's message, you are under a covenant, under a pledge with Allah. And the pledge is, if you say that I believe in the book of Allah, and you take the book of Allah as the book of Allah, you believe in it, then you must explain it to the people. لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't hide it, don't cover it up. Don't put it somewhere on the top shelf and leave it. You read it, understand it, follow it, and give it to the people, explain it to the people. That is the misaq. That is our agreement with Allah. And this is the agreement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from everybody to whom He gave the book. So previously, those who received the Torah, those who received the gospel, and all the other books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came through His prophets, those who received the book, they are under the covenant of Allah. They are under the misaq. And misaq means a strong pledge, a covenant, an agreement. They are under an agreement. And that agreement is, we will explain it to the people. لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ. Bayan. Bayan means explanation. Make it very clear to the people. And this clarification will come in two ways. One is by words, explain the book to the people. Second thing is your behavior. So you be shuhada. That means you are witnesses. Live by the book. Follow the book. لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ. You must make it clear. Otherwise you'll be confusing. If you say something and do something else, you're confusing. But your job is to explain it. And do not hide it. وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَ. Hide the book. It's rules, it's norms, it's instructions. Don't hide them. Say them to the people. But there are people who throw that away behind their backs. فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. For a paltry price. For little worldly gains. And actually some of the scholars say, whatever gains in comparison to the book of Allah, the message of Allah, they are nothing. Even if they got millions and billions, that is nothing in comparison to what Allah has given. So they took for some worldly gains, some material gains, some paltry gains, they bartered the book of Allah. They took those gains and gave up the book of Allah. Actually, they threw the book of Allah behind their backs. That is no care for that book. No care for the message. فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. Then Allah says, فَبِئْسَمَا يَشْتَرُونَ. How evil is that what they have been doing? How evil is that transaction? بِئْسَمَا يَشْتَرُونَ. This buying and selling, giving up the book of Allah for some little money, for little gain here in this world, throwing away the book of Allah behind the backs, not reading it, not understanding it, not following it, not giving it to the people, not explaining it to others. Allah says, how evil is that bargain? How evil is that transaction? لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا. Do not suppose that those who exult in what they have done and those who love to be praised for that which they have not done, do not suppose that they will escape the punishment. Theirs is a painful punishment. So they are throwing the book away behind their back, and then they're coming and saying that we believe in the book. We follow the book. We are the people of this book. And this, they are saying that they should be praised for something they have not done. يُحِبُّونَ يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. And we are believers. We are Muslims. We are this and we are that. All of these things. Doing nothing and thinking that they should be praised for that. Allah said, لَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ. So, لَا يَتَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ لَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا. Do not suppose, do not think those who are very happy with this kind of misbehavior, whatever they are doing, and those who want to be praised for that which they have not done, do not suppose فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ that they'll escape the azab. They will be free from Allah's judgment. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Painful azab is for them. May Allah save us from that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us so that we understand the book and follow it and explain it as much as we can. Within our limit, of course, it requires reading the book ourselves, paying attention to the Quran, and reading it in the right way, and reading it with understanding. And if you don't know, we should learn. So if you don't, Allah says, لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون. They are just happy with whatever they have. And then they want to be praised that they are great Muslims, they are big Muslims, they are this and that. لا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم ولله ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء قدير. Unto Allah belongs the sovereignty of the over the heavens and the earth. And Allah is powerful over all things. The kingdom belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seven and the earth. All of this. He is the Malikul Mulk. لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. In many places we say that. The Quran reminds us. The kingdom belongs to Allah. The sovereignty belongs to Allah. Everything in the heaven and the earth belongs to Allah. And everything will go back to Him. Whatever we have is just very temporary. It's very short time. This world and its possessions are for a short time. It is the enjoyment of a short time. Otherwise, everything belongs to Allah. وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has power over everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand this message and explain it to others as much as we can. Pay attention to the book of Allah, and may Allah save us and protect us. from judgment and punishment. Ameen. Okay, we can take some questions, inshallah.
Ameen. Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. May Allah protect us and take us to goodness, inshallah. Do we have any questions, viewers? You're welcome to unmute yourself if you have any questions. I don't see any.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam.
So I have a couple of questions for you. One is the historically, like you mentioned in the Old Testament, there are some reference, even in Quran, when Habil and Qabil, I think they fought because the offering was not accepted by Allah. So, but and today's guidance is if you want to give sacrifice, you do the sacrifice of an animal after Ibrahim alayhi salam, I guess. So then you can feed the people. So what was the benefit of fire coming and taking at that time? Maybe that was the best way of communication. I just want you to reflect a little bit more on that.
JazakAllah, that's a very good question. Quran mentioned that the two sons of Adam, they made their offerings, qarraba qurbanan. They both made their offerings. One of them, his offering was accepted. The other's offering was not accepted. How did they know that it was accepted or not accepted? I mean, we make sacrifice, we make give our charity, but we don't know whether it's accepted or not accepted. We pray, we don't know whether our prayer is accepted or not accepted. So, and at that time, it was one of the ways of showing that it is accepted is the fire would come from above and will consume it. So if the fire consumed it, that means it is accepted. There are some other references that happened later also. Some of the prophets showed this miracle, and the Bani Israel, they used to call that burnt offerings. Some offerings are for burning. So, but Islam does not say that you should burn that. In Islam, if you make a sacrifice, we are feed the poor and the needy. So you can divide it into three parts, one part for the poor and the needy, one part for your family and friends, and one part for yourself. So that is how the sacrifice has to be done at Eid al-Adha or some other sacrifices that we do. This is what we do. As far as other charity is concerned, give the charity. And of course, if I do it with the sincerity of your heart, and pray that Allah accept from us. We say, Allah yataqabbal minna. Allahumma taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. We pray, and then we say, Allahumma taqabbal minna. Oh Allah, accept from us. We fast, we say, Allahumma taqabbal minna. Or we pray for each other, and we say, taqabbal Allahu minkum. But how do we know that it's accepted or not accepted? Only, we hope that it's accepted. And inshallah, it will be accepted if it is done in the right way. Some people say that sign of an acceptance of a good deed is that you will continue doing the good deed. Jazaul hasanati al hasanatu ba'daha. The reward of a good deed is, to know that a good deed is accepted, that you will do more good deeds afterward. So if you are in that path of goodness, continue doing good things, that means your charity, your good deeds are accepted by Allah. They are blessed by Allah. If you do and then after that you forget or start bragging about it and don't do in the right way, then of course that shows that this charity is not accepted. So we should keep on struggling and working on that. And inshallah, if there's sincerity, Allah will accept it. So burnt offering are no more allowed in Islam. So that was the miracle that happened to some prophets before. And it is not a test of the truth of a prophet. just some miracles happen, and there are different kind of miracles. So this is one of those. So that's why Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says that. This is an excuse that some people use that for challenging the Prophet. Allah said that this is not the right way of approaching.
So would you also add the comment on the human sacrifices? Many cultures, even here in Indian culture, they used to offer human beings and they used to burn them as a sacrifice. So that is also totally not acceptable.
Absolutely not. Yeah, that's wrong. Right. There were never any human sacrifice. Actually, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw in his dream that he was sacrificing his son, but his son was spared. And he was given an animal, a lamb to sacrifice. So that means the human sacrifice is not the way. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not do that. Some of our scholars say that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw in his dream that he was doing that, but this was not a direct command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this was Ibrahim alayhi salam's way that you sacrifice something that you love most. And he said, I love my son, Ismail. And so he was willing to offer that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, accept it. Your sacrifice is accepted. قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ رُؤْيَا إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسَنِينَ. Your intention was good, I accept that. But sacrifice a lamb instead. And that is what became the sunnah after that. So okay. human sacrifice is absolutely forbidden. It is haram to do that.
So can I have one more question, Sister Sevilla?
Yes, of course. Welcome.
Okay, the real action item is like you were concluding today's lesson is how important it is that Allah will see our collective effort to promote the message and practice His teachings. So based on your, mashallah, so many years of service and traveling throughout the country, how you see the Muslim organization are making as a one of the mission statement to fulfill this commitment and what we need to do to increase the level of promoting the messages and practicing the message of the Quran.
I think there's a lot to be done, but we appreciate efforts in different places for teaching the Quran. Alhamdulillah, there was a time when there were no Islamic schools, there was not much attention paid by the people. Now, Alhamdulillah, our children are learning, memorizing the Quran, and learning it in the right way. Alhamdulillah, these are good efforts, and they should continue. And we should increase more and more, but not just reading. Not just paying attention to the right pronunciation, also understanding the meaning of it. And then also reminding people to live by it. Follow that. Follow the message of the Quran and give this message of the Quran to the world. So this should be our effort, our action item, our mission. That is how we promote the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give it to the people with wisdom, without pushing and without forcing anything, without doing anything in the wrong way. Do it in the right way with hikmah, with wisdom and the right preaching. Udu'a ila sabila rabbika bil hikmati wal mu'izati al hasana wajadilhum billati hi ahsan. That is what Islam teaches us, that give the message with wisdom and with good preaching, good counseling. That is what is needed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and reward those who are making these kind of efforts. And may Allah bless their efforts and bless them. And may Allah give us all tawfiq and hidayah that we continue this path.
Ameen.
Thank you, Dr. Siddiqui. We will continue our classes, of course, next Sunday at the same timings. Now, later today, this evening at 7 p.m., Dr. Siddiqui will be holding a special talk. We are, of course, in the sacred month of Rajab, Dr. Siddiqui will be talking about Isra and Miraj, the miraculous night journey, and the many details that are known about this great event. So join this evening at 7 p.m. Use the same link that you use for this class. And of course, you can also watch on Facebook and YouTube. Dr. Siddiqui, thank you to you, sir. May we join you for a closing dua?
May Allah bless all of us. Please remember in your dua, Brother Muhammad Tahir, Sister Tasneema Ali, and Brother Sayyid Iqbal Ahmad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. May Allah also give the shifa to others who mentioned about their family members who are not well, but they have not given us the names. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give shifa to all those people who are not well. Allahumma shfi anta shafi la shafiya illa anta shifaan la yughadiru suqma. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين بارك الله فيكم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله